Connie's. I was, but the thought of you waiting for me was too tempting, I tease. The flat tone to his voice registers. Is everything all right? I ask. Yes, it's just that I've got an awful migraine. It started about an hour ago and it's getting steadily worse. That's why I'm phoning. Do you mind if I go to bed? I feel the air heavy on my skin and think of the storm looming. No rain has arrived yet, but instinct knows it won't be far behind. Of course not. Have you taken anything for it? Yes, but it doesn't seem to be shifting. I thought I'd go and lie down in the spare room. That way, if I do fall asleep, you won't disturb me when you come in. Good idea. I don't really like going to bed without knowing you're back safely. I smile at this. I'll be fine. It'll only take me 40 minutes, unless I come back through the woods by Blackwater Lane. Don't you dare! I can almost sense a shaft of pain rocketing through his head at his raised tone. Ouch, that hurt, he says, and I wince in sympathy. He lowers his voice to a more bearable level. Cass, promise you won't come back that way. First of all, I don't want you driving through the woods on your own at night, and secondly, there's a storm coming. Okay, I won't, I say hastily, folding myself onto the driver's seat and dropping my bag onto the seat next to me. Promise? Promise. I turn the key in the ignition and shift the car into gear, the phone now hot between my shoulder and ear. Drive carefully, he cautions. I will. Love you. Love you more. I put my phone in my bag, smiling at his insistence. As I manoeuvre out of the parking space, fat drops of rain splatter onto my windscreen. Here it comes, I think. By the time I get to the dual carriageway, the rain is coming down hard. Stuck behind a huge lorry, my wipers are no match for the spray thrown up by its wheels. As I move out to pass it, lightning streaks across the sky, and falling back into a childhood habit, I begin a slow count in my head. The answering rumble of thunder comes when I get to 4. Maybe I should have gone back to Connie's with the others after all. I could have waited out the storm there, while John amused us with his jokes and stories. I feel a sudden stab of guilt at the look in his eyes when I'd said I wouldn't be joining them. It had been clumsy of me to mention Matthew. What I should have said was that I was tired, like Mary, our head, had. The rain becomes a torrent, and the cars in the fast lane drop their speed accordingly. They converge around my little Mini, and the sudden oppression makes me pull back into the slow lane. I lean forward in my seat, peering through the windscreen, wishing my wipers would work a little faster. A lorry thunders past, then another, and when it cuts back into my lane without warning, causing me to brake sharply, it suddenly feels too dangerous to stay on this road. More lightning forks the sky, and in its wake, the sign for Nook's Corner, the little hamlet where I live, looms into view. The black letters on the white background, caught in the headlights and glowing like a beacon in the dark, seem so inviting that suddenly, at the very last minute when it's almost too late, I veer off to the left, taking the shortcut that Matthew didn't want me to take. A horn blares angrily behind me, and as the sound chases me down the pitch-black lane into the woods, it feels like an omen. Even with my headlights full on, I can barely see where I'm going, and I instantly regret the brightly lit road I left behind. Although this road is beautiful by day, it cuts through Bluebell Woods, its hidden dips and bends will make it treacherous on a night like this. A knot of anxiety balls in my stomach at the thought of the journey ahead. But the house is only 15 minutes away. If I keep my nerve and not do anything rash, I'll soon be home. Still, I put my foot down a little. A sudden rush of wind rips through the trees, buffeting my little car, and as I fight to keep it steady on the road, I hit a sudden dip. For a few scary seconds, the wheels leave the ground, and my stomach lurches into my mouth, giving me that awful roller coaster feeling. As it smacks back down onto the road, water whooshes up the sides of the car and cascades onto the windscreen, momentarily blinding me. No! I cry, as the car judders to a halt in the pooling water. Fear of becoming stranded in the woods in the middle of the night takes hold and drives adrenaline through my veins, spurring me into action.